Go
Okay,
ahead.
good evening. Today is Tuesday, September 9th, 2025. This is a Board of Assessment and Appeals special meeting that was called. I'd like to call the meeting to order at 6:02 p.m. Can we stand for a Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the
On the
flag
flag of the United
of the
States of
United States of
America,
America. And to the
to the
Republic
Republic
for which it stands,
and
one
one
nation,
nation
under
under
God,
God, indivisible,
indivisible,
with
with
liberty
liberty
and
and
justice
justice
for
for
all.
all. Can we get a roll call, please?
Okay, Barbara Montalvo,
Present.
Colleen Germanezzo,
Present.
George Kurtica.
Present.
Okay, the record should reflect that we have all the members present.
Okay, prior to going into public portion, there were changes to the statutes with respect to assessments. I am going to ask Betsy to provide information on what those changes were and how it impacts motor vehicle owners. Betsy, would you be able to give us
Sure, thank you. So, just a brief summary of the new bill that took effect for the October 1, 2024 Motor Vehicle Grand List. It was Senate Bill 501, which set a new depreciation schedule for motor vehicles. The original schedule was to take the original MSRP from the year the vehicle was manufactured. Start at 85% and depreciate that vehicle 5% every year till it reached a 20-year low. It could not drop before $500. They did come out with another amended part of that bill that gave municipalities to open their grand list back up, start at 90%, because after the original preliminary numbers came in, municipalities were losing massive amounts of money by this new calculation, and they allowed municipalities to start at 90%. And Derby decided to go in that direction. How the calculation works is if you had a new car at 2024, you would start at that 90%, and then you would take 70% of that 90% of the MSRP. Also, the law did add a couple of addendums in there. Thank you, Mark, for posting that. That when somebody is coming to appeal, the only thing that they are appealing is the MSRP. Sometimes, the MSRP, if you're just, for example, I'll give you an example of a 2024 Chevy Subaru, Suburban. There might be six different models of that. And some of the models might have similar VINs. So there could be a small variation to those MSRPs. And if it were a model, maybe a basic model, and we were valuing it at a medium model, not the basic, that would be something that somebody would appeal to you about and say, listen, this is the model I have. I don't have the medium model. I have the basic model. I don't have the souped up model. And that's really where the only part of an appeal comes in, is that if we get the MSRP wrong. The reason for this law was basically to have continuity amongst all of the municipalities in the state of Connecticut, no matter where you lived. Your value on your car would be exactly the same. So everybody was treated the same right from the get-go. The only difference would be if your municipality had a different mill rate than another municipality. And they wanted it to be where after the first year, everybody would be seeing a decrease of at least 5% a year, so that they could feel as if we weren't going to go into another COVID crisis where there were motor vehicles, you couldn't find any used cars and those types of things. And the used car market just went out of control. They wanted to stabilize the motor vehicle system, and this was their solution. Questions?
So if I'm understanding this correctly, Betsy,
Excuse me.
Technically, you know, though there is going to be, because they just instituted the law in October of 2024, there might be a transition period where those who might have gotten a reduction in their assessment for last year no longer qualify, nor is there any viable reason in order to be able to consider a reduction in assessment. Is that correct?
That's correct. The state does not want to have everybody being judge and jury and deciding how they're going to manipulate the values. They want the values to be across the board equal. So by doing so, they aren't allowing you to base anything on mileage or condition. I hate to use the expression, they don't care, but they don't want that to come in play anymore. This is just plain numbers to them, and that's what they want for the equalization.
Okay, thank you very much. Does anybody else have any questions on Betsy's information?
No, that seems good.
I have a question. Prior to the 2024 change to the big grand list thing that was set into place, my father received a note from you guys appealing, and it didn't have like an expiration date or when it was gonna. There was no legislation regarding when it was. It wasn't. It's not finite. It was. There's no like end point to when his assessment was gonna change. Is that? What is the?
I just.
Would it be just disregarded now?
Okay, we do appreciate
I'm
the
going
question.
To bow out here, and you guys can have the appeal. Okay.
Okay, I was going to say yeah. Thank you. The question I was really asking the rest of the board members if they had any questions, but we will definitely.
Apologize.
No worries. I should have made that clear. But thank you, Betsy, for the information. Prior to getting to, you know, your appeal or your dad's appeal, I'm just going to ask, you know, to see if there's any input in public portion, and then we'll definitely hear you. Okay. Okay. So we are on item number four, public portion. Does anybody from the public wish to speak? Does anybody from the public wish to speak?
Yes. It was just the question I had before regarding the appeal that my dad received before the 2024 reassessment. Would that not count anymore since of the state legislation, even though that you guys in place that and there's no like finite date when it would be terminated?
Correct. You know, based on the changes to the law that were done at the state level, there is no more opportunity for an individual to essentially request a reassessment of his vehicle because it's just based on the MSRP with the reduction in accordance with the new statute. As
it's not justo.
I'm sorry?
No es justo. I need somebody speaking for me in Spanish. That's why my daughter talking about, because it's hard for me explain. Because it's okay when the volume for the car is the town charge me for the volume for the car. The car volume is okay, no big deal, I'm paid. But when the volume is very low, when the car is out now 300,000 miles, who buy car for 300,000 miles? When I'm going to the meeting in 2018, they understand because they considerate the situation.
Pero señor, la ley ha cambiado al
No importa que la
estado
haya,
del
no, no
estado,
importa
no es
que
de
la
la
ley haya
ciudad.
cambiado, es que no importa, es que
Pero cuando
ya
la
le
ley
dieron
okay. alguien en
All
la
right.
estado,
Okay.
la ciudad
Hold on
ya
a second. Hold
ya
on.
le dieron un, ya
Yeah.
le dieron un ajuste,
Wait a
ya acá le
minute.
tiene un ajuste.
Hold
Yeah, I'd
on.
like to, we
Por
need
estado.
order here.
Madam Chair, may I just to help focus the meeting?
Sure.
If the public portion is just for if people have general comments, that's pursuant to the charter. If anybody had general, if the, this is going to be an official appeal, so that should be that part, the whole discussion should be done under
Saved
item
to
number
later.
five to hear that.
Okay.
So that,
Correct.
yeah, no, that's okay. It's
Papi,
just a question of.
esta parte no es para hablar sobre cualquier cosa. Es decir, ellos solo quieren que hablen de chiquito cosa y después hablan del resto.
Ok, usted nomás sabe, usted, cualquier cosa me pregunta si quiero, si yo quiero decirle algo para que usted lo mero.
Okay.
Yeah,
Gracias. Yo te digo.
you'll have a chance to do it. It's just that it's just a matter of because we need to get everybody's name and address for the record. So, Madam Chair, if you just want to
Okay.
finish the public portion and then we
Yes.
could then you could get into the next part of it.
Okay. So, does anybody from the public wish to speak? Does anybody from the public wish to speak? Third and final, does anybody from the public wish to speak?
And the record should reflect that because this is a Zoom only meeting, the only two members of the public that are here are the two appellants, the appellant and his daughter. So,
Okay,
yeah.
perfect. Public portion is now closed. Item number five, we will now hear the motor vehicle appeal for assessment from Carlos Hernandez.
Yes.
Vaya, usted ya puede hablar sobre el cosa. ¿O tú quieres que yo lo explico?
Sí.
So, the first thing that you need to do is just whoever's going to speak, just state your name and address and spell your name for the record so we know who's talking, okay?
Okay. Hello, my name is Isabella Hernandez, spelled IFABELA space Hernandez, HERNANDEZ. My address is 214 New Haven Avenue, Derby, Connecticut, and I'll be speaking on behalf of Carlos Hernandez.
Okay. Thank you. And is he going to speak as well?
Papi, ¿te quiere hablar o no?
Yo quiero hablarle a usted en español para que usted les traduzca. ¿Está bien?
My dad wants to speak to me, and I translate for him. So I don't know if that would count
That's
as him
fine. That's
also
fine. Just
speaking
have
on
him,
behalf.
if Mr. Hernandez, if you could just say your name and address for the record, and then we'll take it at that. We'll, you know, that'll be understood by everybody that that's what how we want to handle it.
All
Okay.
right. My name is Carlos Hernandez. I live in the 214 New Haven Avenue in Derby, Connecticut.
Perfect. Okay, so I shared the screen which has the petition to do the assessment. So I guess, Madam Chair, if it's okay with you that they could how do you want to handle it? They could like start and just kind of make their
Yes.
case and then you can go through it.
Attach
Okay.
the letter too.
Okay, yes, you could proceed. Okay.
Yeah, and there's a letter here.
I think
There's all you have the packet that was there, but there's a letter here that was from 2018 that they submitted in the statute, as you can see I'm going through, and then the tax bills from the last few years too that Mr. Kritiker requested to be included so you kind of have a sense of what's going on.
Okay, yes.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yo
Am
hablo.
I allowed to speak? Am I allowed to speak
Yeah,
or
no, go ahead. So
yes,
you
go
may,
ahead. Okay.
yeah, make your case or, you know, state what your the issue is, how you want to do it.
Okay, basically after the 2024 reassessment, all the cars were reassessed. But back in 2020, no, 2018, my dad also had a car reassessed, which was very, very overpriced. Because my dad's car is like very basic level, so 300,000 miles, and it's if we sold it on the street, it would be nobody would take it for more than $2,000. So it makes it very, very hard for us to digest this information, especially as we have the previous appeal from 2018 when it got reassessed again, and it just seems unfair since we have this form that given from the Board of Assessment Appeals. That it would be reassessed again, even though we have the documentation. And it's hard because my father, he's the only one who works in our house. He works only in the winters. And it would just be hard to, like, it's just frustrating because we know we have the documentation for us to use and it's being ignored. But I don't know why it's being ignored. On the documentation, it doesn't say there's no legislation that says otherwise, even if the state law changed. Maybe it could be explained better or written better, but yeah, it's just frustrating knowing we have what we need to provide to you guys to show that it was already reassessed. It doesn't need to be reassessed again, regardless of what changes outside as we have this. Papi, ¿tú quieres decir algo?
Yo quiero decir que creo en la justicia y creo que los gobernantes deben de ser personas muy rectas, muy correctas, y no es correcto que vayan a cobrar sobre un valor que es imaginario para ellos beneficioso, cuando realmente ellos saben en su conciencia que el costo de ese vehículo no es el que le ponen el comerciante, porque es un vehículo que ya está terminando su servicio. Es un vehículo que no tiene un valor, no tiene un valor comercial por sus millas, porque son altas millas, 300.000 millas, nadie va a comprar un vehículo en esas condiciones.
He said, "You guys, being those who govern Derby, Connecticut, are very right-minded, very capable people. What you also would realize, like thinking outside of your job, that this car is worth nothing. Like you wouldn't even buy the car if it was up to you. And you're consciously in your mind, you would know this is worthless. And we would just want if you guys could extend that." Into helping us using the document, we have the documentation that could help us. We would just need your guys' help to support us during this because I feel like we all recognize this card has no worth, regardless of what the state says. We have the documentation from you guys, from the Board of Assessment Appeals, that could support us in this injustice.
Okay, thank you very, very much. Okay, item number six, I would ask that we table it until we go into executive session to have conversation about response to this request for reassessment. Is there a motion on the floor?
I'm moved.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I have a motion on the floor by George. Is there a second? I will second. Mark, could we go into executive session now for a minute?
Yeah, okay. So what I'm going to do is I'll pause the tape. Now it's pause the recording. It's 6:20, and we'll pause the recording. And then when they're done with the executive session, we'll I'm going to put you folks in the waiting room, and you can either wait, and then I'll let you back in, or if you want to decide, then when they decide, they'll send you a letter. So it's up to you. So I'm going to pause it right now, and then we'll come back in when they're done, okay? And I'm going to put you in the waiting room. Okay, it's 6:36, so we'll be coming out of executive session now.
Okay, following executive session, moving on to item number six, acting on motor vehicle assessment appeal. I do want to thank Mr. Hernandez for providing the appeal regarding his vehicle assessment. However, based on changes to current laws and Connecticut statutes, unfortunately, it has truly taken the ability for us to act on any changes. The statute is specific. And it is to be solely based on what the MSRP value is. There's no longer consideration of condition, mileage, or value on the street. So because of that, I would ask for a motion to deny this appeal. Is there a motion on the floor?
So moved, Madam Chairman.
Okay, we have Motion made. Is there a second?
Barbara, you need to unmute if you're going to make a motion. You need to make unmute.
I'll be the second.
Okay, motion has been seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Item number 7, setting of the meeting schedule for 2026. I would make a motion that we set on the books a meeting, a preliminary meeting schedule for Tuesday, March 3rd, 2026 at 6 p.m., Tuesday, March 10th at 6 p.m., and Saturday, March 14th at 9 a.m. Is there a motion on the floor?
So moved, Madam Chairman.
Motion has been made by George. Is there a second?
Make the second.
Seconded by Barbara. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item number 8, adjournment. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Motion made by George. Is there a second?
A second.
Seconded by Barb. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thanks for joining. Meeting is concluded at 6:39 p.m. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, folks. Have a good night.
Too.